How can I survive the tribulation? Well, let me just teach you how to survive any kind of tribulation. But obviously, especially the biggest one. This is how you survive. You have to keep the word of his patience. What does that mean? You got to be in the Bible. You got to be read up. You need to make sure you love the word of God. Why? Because great peace. What does it mean when someone is tempted and they fall away? They get offended. And the Bible says, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Not even if you're tossed into a burning, fiery furnace, you will not be offended, the Bible says. That will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Hey folks, if you stop reading your Bible, now's the time to start. If you stop church attendance, now's the time to start again. Now's the time to get as much Bible content as you possibly can, because if you keep the word of his patience, God promises us to keep us from the hour of temptation. Now, for you today, it might be a difficulty, and then what happens? You fall away, you get out of church, you stop reading your Bible, but in the end times, it's just going to cost you your life. It's going to cost you your life. You know who I believe God's going to spare during these tumultuous times in the end times? Those who are living for God. Those who are serving God, those who are reading the Bible, those who are soul winning, they love the Lord. I believe God will spare them. He'll keep them from the hour of temptation. But what is it going to cost you? Gold. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire. How's your gold today, folks? How is your inventory of gold today? You say, well, I haven't gone through a trial. Then you need to start racking up some endurance for the time to come. Look what it says here in Luke 21, verse 34. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man.